service member faces insider trading charges. Over $1 teller Polymarket bet U.S. federal authorities are preparing insider trading charges against a service member who allegedly made more than $1 million on Polymarket by wagering on events tied to their own knowledge of military operations. According to a Wall Street Journal report surfaced by Cointelegraph on August 28, 2026, the case would be one of the first to test whether trading on a crypto prediction market with non-public information can be prosecuted as insider trading. The core allegation is straightforward, even if the law behind it is not. A member of the armed forces held advanced knowledge of military activity, then placed bets on Polymarket contracts whose outcomes moved with that activity. The reported profit tops $1 million. The details of which specific operations or markets were involved have not been made public in the initial reporting. Classified knowledge turned into a position. Polymarket lets users take yes or no positions on real-world events, settled in USDC. Contracts covering geopolitics, conflict, and government action are among its most heavily traded. Someone with genuine advanced knowledge of a military event holds an edge no ordinary trader can match, because the outcome is not a forecast for them. It is information. That is the same structural advantage insider trading law was written to police in equities. A person with material, non-public information trades against a counterparty who does not have it. The twist here is the venue. Prediction market contracts are not company shares, and the information is not a corporate earnings leak. It is classified military intelligence, which brings a separate body of law about mishandling government secrets into the picture alongside any market manipulation theory. Prediction markets meet an untested legal question. Insider trading charges in the U.S. are usually built on securities law, which attaches to instruments like stocks and bonds. Whether a Polymarket event contract is a security, a commodity derivative under the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or something else has been contested for years. Prosecutors have several possible routes: securities fraud, commodities fraud, wire fraud, or charges centered on the misuse of classified information and theft of government property. The reporting does not yet specify which theory the government will lead with. That ambiguity is the point. The legal reach of U.S. regulators over on-chain prediction markets has been an open argument, and a criminal case that succeeds on an insider trading theory would set a marker for how existing statutes map onto these venues. A service member is also subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which adds a military court dimension that a civilian trader would never face. Polymarket's regulatory shadow in the U.S. Polymarket has operated under scrutiny in the United States for years, including a prior settlement with the CFTC and restrictions on U.S.-based access. A case tying the platform to leaked military intelligence sharpens the compliance question for every prediction market that settles in stablecoins. On-chain settlement makes the money trail durable and public, which cuts both ways. It can obscure identity behind a wallet, but once an identity is attached, the transaction history is permanent and auditable in a way traditional betting slips are not. For the platforms themselves, an insider trading prosecution raises the surveillance bar. Equities exchanges run trade surveillance systems to flag suspicious activity ahead of market-moving events. Prediction markets built on public blockchains have the raw data to do the same, but few have the obligation or the tooling in place today. A high-profile conviction would push that expectation from optional to assumed. Stakes for on-chain markets. The immediate consequence is personal and severe for the individual. Federal charges, potential prison time, and, given the military context, exposure under separate national security statutes. The broader consequence is precedent. If the government establishes that betting on classified knowledge in a crypto prediction market is prosecutable insider trading, it narrows the "it's not a security, so the rules don't apply" defense that has shielded parts of this market. None of this touches the mechanics of everyday crypto spending or crypto payment cards, which settle purchases rather than speculative event contracts. The relevance is regulatory. Enforcement agencies are demonstrating that on-chain venues are not outside the reach of existing fraud and secrecy law, and that the permanent ledger those venues rely on can become the evidence. This case sits alongside a run of crypto crime prosecutions where blockchain records did the tracing work, from large-scale fraud convictions to coordinated account seizures. The charges are still being prepared, and no indictment or specific statute has been confirmed in the initial reporting. As of August 28, 2026, the source is a Wall Street Journal report relayed by Cointelegraph. The formal filing and the legal theory it rests on will determine how far this precedent actually reaches.